am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were
involved.
You are very racist.
He said
you're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 4th, 2024, the third live broadcast of the year and another installment of Sacred Cow Tipping. Moo. I'm going to tip a big sacred cow today based on the call yesterday. I'm talking about war, deception. The Breitbart intro is perfect because in the age of 5GW, fifth generation warfare, everything has become weaponized. That's just, you know, that's not necessarily new, but I mean everything, including the space, you know, the 6 inches between our ears, our thoughts, the context, meta, everything is weaponized. And that's kind of the same, but it's to a whole new level. And when you start incorporating AI, which I think is patently evil, and I think there's a bait and switch coming. That's a different subject. I've talked about that before. Probably get to it again. But when you incorporate all these things, again, there is a convergence where, you know, 5GW.
Moo, 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 moo,
moo.
Yeah.
Moo.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a convergence. 5GW, liminal warfare, the Gerasimov Doctrine, really it all sort of converges on the narrative arc. And the story, it's the same old stuff, the storytellers rule society. But in this case, we have mass everything, mass media, mass everything. And with the ability to control those things being increasingly centralized, the implications are staggering in terms of being able to, and then, you know, you roll in artificial intelligence, being able to manipulate people en masse as a group, but on an individual level, if that makes sense. Because in simple terms, if you take, you know, we want to put this message out, but then you have AI go crawl someone's, you know, you search OS int. And you have AI crawl their, you know, social media accounts, for example. And you factor in the Kaczynski research, Cambridge Analytica stuff, and 300 likes is enough to tell enough about a person to where you know more about them than they know about themselves. So it crawls, it finds proclivities, a way to get this message, you know, to catapult the propaganda, as W put it, in a way that is subtle and imperceptible enough that A, person can't detect it, and even if they do, B, attribution becomes impossible, like I was talking about yesterday. So that's a huge issue. And I think that's why the Breitbart intro about war is perfect, because, you know, most people, I mean, I think he was being very literal when he said war, and most people don't understand what that even means. Again, with 5GW, the need, because, you know, you know, it's all about hearts and minds and that kind of stuff. The need for kinetic stuff kind of goes away. You know, it's smart power. Hillary Clinton loves smart power. So, you know, we can stand here with, you know, a gun and a bayonet and say, you know, it'd be a really good idea if you did this. And again, things like terrorism as theater and the strategy of tension factor in, that people are nudged and coerced and manipulated in one direction or another. So the Breitbart intro is perfect. That's a sacred cow. But I want to tip a bigger sacred cow based on David's call yesterday and kind of the history of America that we were talking about, because I feel like I've been sort of dancing around this for a while and we need to just hit it head on. It's, you know, we got to pull the Band-Aid off. I don't hear people talking about this. We dance around it. We talk about, we try to explain things. But like Fred Hampton said, you know, we give explanations that don't explain, answers that don't answer, etc. Or we're given those more often than not. So why, for example, do things that we are told or on the face of them seem immutable? Why are those immutable truths? We hold these truths to be self-evident, blah, 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 blah. Why do those immutable things seem so mutable? For example, what is that all about? What's really going on here? And to just sort of cut to the chase, we'll come back to this in a second. Is America a Christian nation? Was America founded as a Christian nation? I'll answer the question directly, momentarily. But first, announcements. Is America a Christian nation? We'll ruminate on that for a moment. Or founded as. So announcements. I think I'll skip on this day. We'll just skip that. And a couple of announcements. We're at the end. The tail end of the second annual John Stabmiller book drive. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. This week's book, Checkmate, The Game of Princes by Jeffrey A. Baker. Check, spelled C-H-E-Q-U-E. What is that? Checkmate. The Game of Princes. And thank you to previous winners, Joyce, Lynn, Charles. I forget who the week four winner was. Last week was Peter. Thank you to the winners and, of course, everyone else who has stepped up in support of the network. It is a listener-supported network. There is no Ford Foundation grant. There likely never will be, you know. Like the old saying goes, it'll be a cold day somewhere, probably before that would ever happen. So, listener-supported network, thank you for your support. Those who have donated and not won already, you're obviously entered in this week as well. So, thank you. Details are on the website. Second annual John Simon Book Drive. And the book details are also on the website. Also, there's the quilt raffle. And the title of that page, RBN's New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Razor. And The lucky winner will receive a package gift containing the Confederate battle flag quilt, RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, bumper sticker, and a salute. Again, details on the website. If you've already previously donated in the last 3 weeks an equivalent gift between December 10th and 31st and want to participate, you are eligible. Just call us and let us know. 800-724-2719, extension 3. There you go. Them's the announcements. So also, one final announcement. The RBN Facebook page. If you do that kind of stuff, some of us are, you know, if you're on social media, if you're on, obviously in particular, check out the RBN Facebook page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. Right? A lot of interaction goes on there. And, you know, a lot of posts, a lot of updates and things. So, check that out. Fun stuff lately. A little humorous. So check that out. All right, moving right along. Is America a Christian nation? Or was America founded as a Christian nation? Let's dive down this rabbit hole just a little bit. And, you know, I mean, I'll just tell you right now, we're probably not going to like what we find. But you know what? Better to rip the Band-Aid off. So you can probably infer where I'm heading with that. No, the truth is America was not founded as a Christian nation. I'm going to try to condense this. A few thousand years of history in, I don't know, one broadcast, maybe less than an hour, who knows? If you want to comment, feel free, but let's maybe try to hold the comments until the second hour. So I'm going to try to do a quick rundown. First of all, you have the old story. I suppose we start at Genesis 11. And the whole earth was, this is the King James, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar, brick and mortar. You know, there is a symbol that comes to mind, brick and mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower, a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Let us make a name that, you know, we can keep track of, that will endure throughout the ages. That's interesting. If you've read any like Manly P. Hall stuff, that's interesting. The crafty types, you know, pass the secrets on down in esoteric ways and symbolism right out in plain sight. Right out in plain sight, by the way, is sort of a tip or a giveaway. Right out in plain sight. They said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Again, this is the King James. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do, which they have imagined to do. And by the way, I've mentioned it before. I think the word imagine in different variations occurs in the King James 36 times, I want to say. And few, if any of them, could you construe as anything but negative or patently evil in most cases. So that's interesting. That's a bitter pill for people to swallow these days too, because we've all been raised in the when you wish upon a star, all that kind of nonsense. Anything you imagine to do, really, God says most of the time our imagination is evil and wicked. So what do you do about that? And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. Some of this is probably ringing a bell in recent years, decades, centuries. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So now there's an app called Babel with three B's instead of two, B-A-B-B-E-L instead of B-A-B-E-L. And the app is effectively working to help people be of one language, because it breaks down the language barrier. So that's interesting. And if you go back a little bit, what is happening here? Why is this happening? What's happening in Genesis 11? Why are they doing this? Well, there was something that happened in, you know, Genesis 6 and before, the corruption of mankind. And I guess just to kind of throw that out there from Genesis 6, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And, you know, this, we won't talk about this today. And I said, you know, comments, sure, but we're not going to get off on this. I will leave it at this. The serpent seed doctrine, as it's been referred to, is a limited hangout that was created by, you know, the same sinister forces that obviously want to psyop you about just about everything else to mislead you from, you know, going and finding the truth for yourself. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Do your own research on that. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. Interesting. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. So we'll continue when we come back. Is America a Christian nation? We'll answer the question. Stick around.
Thank you. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't.
Back. All right, so we're confronting the question, is America a Christian nation? Was America founded as a Christian nation? Not really. I'm spoiler alert, the answer is no. And this is the sacred cow that we're tipping today. It's a very sacred cow. But unfortunately, reality is reality. There was some colorful, clever language used to mislead people. It was very effective. It's still effective to this day, hundreds of years later. But the truth and reality remain the same. I think if you investigate for yourself, you will find what I have found, which is, well, what I will share with you as we continue. So I'm starting with the backstory. We had the situation in Genesis 11. People, you know, of one language, trying to build a tower, a city and a tower to heaven. For what purpose? Well, simply put, to overthrow God in heaven. So we back up. Why are they doing that? It's a reboot. Genesis 11 is a reboot of what happened in Genesis 6. There is exceeding great wickedness on the face of the earth. So I read Genesis 6, 1 through 4 in the last segment. Continuing Genesis 6, 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, there's that word again, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That sounds hyperbolic, but it is not actually. And I think in today's America, we're approaching a time where, you know, you could make a very strong case that things are not far from Genesis 6:5. That's not good. And it repented. And by the way, I've heard Baptist preachers preach that God was angry with man or at man. And that's not what the verse says, because you hear right after that, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. The deception, you know, we were deceived and led down a primrose path of destruction, you might say. Continuing, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. In other words, is that, as some have speculated, in this modern era, he was not genetically corrupted? And Noah walked with God, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Those are interesting names, even today. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Now, maybe this is a good moment to take a parenthetical aside and say, you know, there is this chatter that goes around these days that focuses on Genesis 6, 7 through 11, and verse 11 in particular, and that word violence in the Strong's concordance. It's H2555, and it's Hamas. People say, well, there you go. That's, you know, Hamas is in the Bible. No, it's not. You're telling me that people who, I mean, think about it. Think it through for a second. You're telling me that, first of all, where did Hamas come from? It was incubated by Western intelligence. Kind of like, remember when, exactly, Mossad and Friends. Remember when Robin Cook wrote his article in The Guardian, The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means? That was the day after the London 7/7 bombing in 2005. Day after. And he was dead a month later after he wrote this article, after it was published. But he wrote something interesting. Well, he wrote a lot of interesting, but, you know, something very provocative and revealing that pertains to what we're talking about. I'll mention that when we come back. Stick around.
Ike!
Moo.
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 I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back. Okay. So we are tipping sacred cows today. Moo. The biggest sacred cow of them all, perhaps in America. Is America a Christian nation? Was America founded as a Christian nation? And the spoiler alert is... no. And I will seek to give you evidence as we continue. But first, so we're drawing from the Bible. I'm giving you the backstory. Genesis 11 was a redo of Genesis 6. We're stopping for a moment at Genesis 6:11 because we hear today, speaking of the PSYOPs and the liminal warfare, the 5GW stuff, we hear, well, Hamas is in the Bible. You got all kinds of Christian Zionists, whether they know it or not, who are saying Hamas is in the Bible. Genesis 6:11. Okay, so think about it. In the current vernacular, I mean, obviously, the root is there, H2555. But just think it through for 1 second. You're telling me that, you know, first of all, who told you about this? Where did you pray about this when you were reading, you know, Christian, more like Christian Zionist, because, you know, they don't really read their Bibles. They do commentaries and videos and things. That's a hint or a tip. Where did you get this? Where? How did you come by this information? Was it a Bernaysian thing? It came to you as your own idea, even though it wasn't your own idea, which is precisely what Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society. They will not be allowed to know how their ideas and their, you know, convictions were formed. So, first of all, who told you about this? Where did you come up with this idea? Were you watching Fox News or CNN? The so-called group itself, or the same, you know, saber-rattling, warmongering Zionist forces always seeking to dehumanize others in order to con us into perpetual conflict, is probably where you got it. It's probably where you, you know, from some quarter, that's where it derives. And like I said, first of all, where does this come from? You know, a Muslim group which Israel, so-called Israel anyway, and the West, Western intelligence in particular, incubated, somehow managed to come up with a name. Just think about it. Do people think this stuff through? Let me go back to the Guardian article first. Let me do that first. So Robin Cook, who is an interesting guy, wrote an article. The Guardian says this article is more than 18 years old, but it's relevant. It's every bit as relevant today as it was the day he wrote it or it was published. So the article in The Guardian is titled, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means." In this article, Robin Cook wrote, Bin Laden was a product of a monumental miscalculation, so-called, by Western security agencies. Throughout the 80s, he was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. It's worse than that. Brzezinski obviously admitted that we provoked the Soviet invasion by creating the Mujahideen beforehand. Anyway, next sentence in Robin Cook's article, which again, he wrote this article, was published the day after the London 7/7 bombings in 2005, and less than a month later, he was dead. Just saying. First time is happenstance, second time is coincidence, third time is enemy action, Mr. Bond. Next sentence, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, literally the database, quote unquote, who named it? Let me back up to the sentence prior and I'll just read it all together. Throughout the 80s, Bin Laden was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis, Western security agencies, to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians. Who named Al-Qaeda? Was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians. Who named it? Who named Al-Qaeda? Where did that name come from? This is something that's been obscured and obfuscated down through the last 18 years. But when September 11 was fresh in our minds, we heard this on the regular. It was the database. Now they took off data and they just call it base, because you know it's all about that base. Anyway, so a Muslim group, which, you know, Hamas, we're talking about now, which was also incubated like the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, etc., etc., etc. Hamas, incubated by Western intelligence, somehow managed to come up with a name on its own, first of all. But this name forms an acronym in English, equivalent to the Old Testament Hebrew word for violence, cruelty, damage, injustice, oppressor, unrighteousness. Does that really make sense to you? It's a word in English it's an acronym. The full name forms an acronym in English equivalent to the Old Testament Hebrew word for violence. Is anybody really buying that? Really? You know, you can't find Hamas on any given day. The people that tell you about it are the people that create it. You don't know about it until they tell you about it. And if we're so concerned about violent extremism and social media propagating it, then why do we see, you know, terrorism as theater in accord with the strategy of tension pushed out through social media networks for groups like Hamas? If we didn't hear about it, we wouldn't know about it, would we? So that's just an aside. And I would just say, think, people, you know, do we have any idea how psyops work? And, you know, what is the end result? Gets us, you know, it does what I was talking about yesterday. It shapes our context. It preys on our biases and shapes new biases. Anyway, back to Genesis 6. So Genesis 11 is a redo of Genesis 6. God says it's not time for that yet. He scrambles that. And there are some other things that have to happen. Obviously, the birth of Jesus is one of the things that has to happen. Wasn't time. So, but then along comes a guy named Plato who talks about the lost city of Atlantis. Atlantis was lost in a flood. There was a flood. You can read about it in Genesis 7. There's the flood in Genesis 7. Down through the ages, you have all these people talking about the lost city of Atlantis. Plato, John Dee, Bacon, Manly P. Hall, people like this, the esoteric types. The lost city of Atlantis. It was the, you know, antediluvian world, if you will. It was the hellish nightmare that God destroyed, that they're constantly trying to get back to. And you read Genesis 6, bad situation. Genesis 7, hard reset. And already by Genesis 11, they're back at it. And I've talked about this a few times. If you go to you know, there are some, you know, reference points, I guess. Western esotericism is a big one. There's some other things that kind of come to mind. It's sort of an aside. But, you know, if you follow that, Hellenization, you know, I've mentioned Lebensraum since I want to dive down that rabbit hole with Mises' book in mind, Omnipotent Government, The Rise of the Total State and Total War, Etatism, Lebensraum. These are old ideas, repackaged. Mises misleads us by saying Lebensraum is a new idea. All these things are sort of new ideas. They're not. They're old ideas. You know, there are so many limited hangouts around us. This concept, you know, the Austrians are the fox in the hen house, in my opinion. But you quote from, I know, and I always say, the devil is the best one to define the problem, because he created it. You know, I quote from Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, because he defines oppression very well, but it doesn't mean that I'm an advocate of his non-solutions. Marxists of the world, unite. That's not a good idea. But they articulate the problem very well. And then they say, follow me. And that's dangerous. Don't do that. So anyway, down through the ages, we keep hearing about the lost city of Atlantis. That was the antediluvian world. The flood, you know, Atlantis was lost in the flood. That's Genesis 7. They wanted to get back to Genesis 6 quickly, and it's happening in Genesis 11. God says it's not time for that. And if you look carefully down through the ages, go look at the what has, you know, what the Hellenistic Greek impulse represents. Assimilating cultures, conquering the world, assimilating cultures to itself, imprinting back on those cultures that are conquered whatever it wants to imprint back on them. It takes their cultural artifacts, it assimilates their cultural artifacts, and then imprints a replica, you might say, of that in Western esoteric counterfeiting fashion. You can look at Native American culture in America. We've had that conversation over the last day or two on this broadcast. Go to Hawaii. Look at the stuff in the hotels and see if the culture matches the tragedy that you read about on the walls in the hotels, on the land that was stolen. So that's the Hellenistic Greek impulse. Or at least, if we don't want to say that's it, that's what it represents. So what is going on? Why? Why over the, you know, and when you look at the conquest of empire, and every time we hear about something on which the sun never sets, what's going on there? It's an effort to get back to Genesis 11, in an effort to get back to Genesis 6 once and for all, to restore the lost Atlantis. That's what's going on. And Manly P. Hall wrote a book titled The Secret Destiny of America, and he said, surprise, this is what it was all about. So now, to dive into some specifics a little bit, you know, it gets muddy fast, but I mean, I'll just give you some topical heads maybe. Speaking of right out in plain sight, we were told what if America was not founded as a Christian nation, then what? I'll just give it to you, and we'll talk about some of the specifics probably going into the second hour. But just to spell it out, to finish the first hour here, we were told is right in plain sight. What do you mean? Declaration of Independence. Have you ever had a problem with this? The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God. What is that? Is that a turn of phrase you would ever use on your own? Separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to them, et cetera, et cetera. When have you ever heard anybody say, well, you know, the laws of nature and nature's God. What is that? Not a phrase you or I would use. Michio Kaku, I've played the clip several times. We played different clips of Michio Kaku. He loves to say that, well, you know, Einstein believed in the God of Spinoza. the God of Spinoza. What is that? What is the God of Spinoza? Do you know what he's doing? He's throwing something in your face when he says that. Wikipedia says, under the Baruch Spinoza entry, Spinoza believed that God is, quote, the sum of the natural and physical laws of the universe. The laws of nature and nature's God? And certainly not an individual entity or creator. It's deism. Actually, it's pantheism. It's natural philosophy. It's pantheism under the guise of natural philosophy. That's what it is. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, shake it.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Because you know I'm all about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that stuff ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty,
welcome back.
Beauty, just raise them up. Every inch of you is perfect.
Kate Davis does it better. Just saying. PMJ cover. Meghan Trainor cover. Postmodern Jukebox, Kate Davis version. Good stuff. So, the laws of nature and nature's God, when in the course of human events, this is interesting language. And if you go to the Wikipedia entry for natural philosophy, you will perhaps be astonished at some of the things that you will encounter. It sounds a lot like, you know, what we've come to expect. And so there's a lot to unpack here, even just in the last 500 or so years. And I'll try to give you some of the high points so you can look into it for yourself. But, I mean, you find these names just going down. Maybe I'll save that for the second hour. I'll go down through it. But natural philosophy, you know, there's a list of pantheists. Wikipedia is really actually pretty interesting. It's definitely not something you want to use as your, you know, end-all be-all. But I think for me, it always, the more that I look at it, the more I feel like it's kind of the Streisand effect. Things that you're trying to hide make the things more obvious. And there's a lot hiding out in plain sight. So when Michio Kaku is talking about, you know, Albert Einstein believed in the God of Spinoza, and so do I, he says. I believe in the God of Spinoza. And he's explained, you know, he's broken it down. There are the two. There's the one personal knowable God. I don't know if that one exists. But then there's this other thing, you know, order and symmetry and blah, 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 and the sum of all the natural physical laws and substance and blah. You know, I believe in that one, Michio Kaku says. And so here's the irony in all of this, though. I mean, first of all, like I said, what explains how the mutable, how what we've come to believe, or what we've been led to believe, is immutable as far as the founding of our country is concerned? How is the immutable? I mean, just pick a thing. How about the Second Amendment? I still need to come back around to that. Shall not be infringed is pretty clear. There's no statute of limitations on it. There's no age limit. Shall not be infringed. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you know, like wartime, you know, really? Because that's what they were doing at the time. It was the American Revolution. It was a war. So, anyway, we will continue to address the question, is America a Christian nation? Was America founded as a Christian nation? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back. Staying alive. Staying alive. Oh, 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 oh. Staying alive. You try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man and I just can't lose. Now it's alright, it's okay. Live to see another day. You can try to understand. Do your time's effect on man. Whether you brother or whether you mother, you staying alive, staying alive. Either see the jiggle and everybody begging you, staying alive, staying alive.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.